Welcome to season three.
We aspire to be piss poor.
I'm all for eating more meat.
Cut that out in a
Oh, let me just tell you one more thing. So I couldn't take my coat off, so I had to sit all the way through the performance in the coat. They got my boobs out.
Tinnitus.
Ringing in the ears.
That'd be a good thing for you to... Oh, this is weird, aren't we? I'm looking at
it. I know, I'm going to say, look, just... Oh, I don't like this, we're looking forward. Because, just to throw it out there, if I just slide this way... Hello?
Get out my box. You get out my box. So, we've set up slightly different today.
Yeah, don't look. No, sorry, we have to look forward, so I'm not
I'm looking at you there. Right, well, don't touch me. So I'm going to look at you there. This is weird. I like to look at
So I'm actually watching you on the camera. Brilliant. Anyway,
this
right.
This is what I do every day. Why does it feel weird now? I suppose because you're next to me. It just feels like I'm now. That was boring.
Yeah.
Always. Right, so we're going to do something a bit different today. We did this episode, we recorded this episode a long time ago. And I'm talking...
Long time.
At least an hour ago. And we never released it. So I want to go back through it and see if we can remember it.
Okay.
Let's see how it goes, eh?
Car crash. This episode will probably not see the light of day.
Probably not. It's about nicknames. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
And gone through it. I've got a nickname for you.
Do you remember what the nickname
you got? You got a nickname for me?
Yeah, this is an episode we recorded. You was there. Can you remember what the nickname was?
Wild Billy.
No, it was a nickname that I was giving you.
Oh, right. I know, I can't remember it. Can't be that good. I'm stuck.
No, I'm...
Did I give you a nickname? Sorry, did I give you a nickname?
No, because this was something that I just dropped on you. So it don't come until the end of the episode.
Based on what we're going to talk about today. But I'm not going to give it to you now. I'm going to keep the people on the hook. I've hooked them in at the beginning going, I've got a nickname for you. So I'm going to leave you with that. And I'll tell you that at the end.
Thanks, Andy, too.
So before we get started, I should just mention why people have nicknames. I've done my research here, mate.
Why do people have nicknames?
Yeah. Why do you think people have
nicknames? Number one is probably because someone's got the same name as somebody else.
Yeah.
So the same first name, so...
I like the old school nicknames. You know, like if somebody had a link, they'd be called like Stumpy Jack. No, that's too modern. Just like, I don't know, like the guy that always wore a brown coat, so it'd be Mr. Brown Coat. Yeah. I think nicknames going back years were always based on what people wore.
Yeah.
Trevor.
So that's how you'd know somebody. Well, if he was in a pub, that's how he'd remember somebody. And Trevor would obviously be the guy that wears the leather.
She was known as...
Do you remember her?
Yeah.
She was popular.
Hence, Trevor Leather.
It's
quite
cool.
Well, what's
that? Is that? Did I get that right?
Am I even speaking there? What the hell was that?
It's just kind of a comment.
All right, what
I just got that. A nickname.
This was in the days where we used to go back and listen. Maybe do a bit of editing.
What the hell was that? I didn't even speak about it. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I'm used to with you.
Yeah, but I would listen. Kind of used to. Did they just like imagine crowd edit?
They just listen to me. You're
the definition. A nickname represents how we see somebody. Or maybe how we want to see ourselves.
How we see ourselves?
Yeah, Wild Billy.
Yeah. So I was just called Wild Billy.
This was the nickname that you tried to get yourself, but it didn't work, did it? Not one person's ever called you Wild Billy.
People don't know me. I introduce myself as Wild Billy and off we go.
Would you do that?
No.
Just introduce yourself as Wild Bill?
No.
Why Wild Billy?
What was your thought process behind you trying to call yourself Wild Billy?
My whole point was the proof that you can't give yourself your own nickname.
And you can't?
Wild Billy's never stuck because I can't do it myself.
That's his crap.
Exactly, yeah. Hang on. Is it better? No, better than jumping Smith Dog. Who'll call you... Give himself his own bloody name.
Well, he did give himself his own
name. My point was, in what world do you give yourself your own nickname and it bloody sticks for that?
Well, he managed to do it.
I'll say, Wild Billy, I'll call him
Golden Balls.
Bex didn't call himself Golden Balls, though.
No, Posh did, didn't she?
Yeah, but that's not giving himself a nickname.
Well, how do we know that they didn't have that discussion beforehand?
Why would they?
Because I'd love to be called Golden Balls.
Well,
would you?
What if it had a stuck?
I'd probably not be
nice. Dirty balls.
Yellow balls.
Where did Wild Billy come from?
I think you said
was
it.
Was it Cockney rhyming slang?
Yeah. What does that mean?
I don't know. Well,
what's that Cockney rhyming slang for?
Wild Billy Little Willie.
Huh. Yeah, that's true.
No.
That was something we never questioned on the day.
Wild Billy.
Little Willie, am I going to say then?
So, some we've had that people sent in, some that we've got that we've found ourselves, and some we've just nabbed from other places.
Yeah.
I'm sure we didn't release this.
We definitely didn't release this.
I'm sure we've released some sort of nicknames.
We did. Because right at the very start, I've skipped out the intro, but right at the very start, you try explaining that this was done in season two.
Sounds about right.
We did one, but this was like version two of the nickname, because the first one went down really well.
Did it?
Yeah. Oh. Like a lead balloon.
This went down. Do you want to start? Oh, I'll tell you what else I've got as well. I've got a little quiz for you later.
Go on, Andy, get on with the podcast. Bloody hell. I've got a little quiz for you.
Chance people are switching off this.
I'm switching off and I'm listening to myself. So, recording me.
Nickname lined up. I've got a quiz for you.
Only works when pushed.
Yeah. Oh, there's so much thought goes into these. I love them. Right, so I've got a couple here that I'm not 100% sure are absolutely genuine, but if they are, it's absolute magic. It's absolute gold. So Dave, who has a bit of a tick, and he lifts his hands above his head, so they called him Mexican Dave.
That's quality.
That's good.
That is good.
Mexican Dave.
Mexican Dave with his big wave. No?
Surely that's not true.
Have you said most things like not woo like roller coaster style
with a sombrero?
That's probably what I'll give it away.
Ticks, but
Mexican Dave.
Lift. I don't know. I'm doing it. I'd love to know if that was true. I hope it is.
Get on with it.
Are you going?
I think I can go. Yeah. So this guy called Two Stroke.
I love how you crack the same joke twice.
It's a reaction. When you hear something like that, it's just a reaction to say, yeah, that's me.
A guy who always scratching his ass with two fingers. So we called him Twix.
What happened to me, Two Shark?
I don't know.
Ruined it.
Yeah.
Who could say it was that bad?
Fire catcher.
Fart catcher.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the thought?
As their face is so close to the boss's ass.
Oh. Stuff like that's good. Isn't
I don't remember this.
Yeah. Well,
which is a good thing.
We'll call people like ankles or something like that.
Did you never listen to this and then think, what a load of shit? I'm not putting that out.
Probably.
There's a few like that.
Rough for again.
A lot of these are work related.
Same job.
For work or that you've spoken to somebody about that somebody used to work with them. A guy I used to work with, we used to call him the paper boy because every day he had a new issue.
That's all right.
We all them.
Yeah. So, go on here. I worked with a guy, we called him Kit Kat.
Oh, heck.
He had a workplace accident and was only left with four fingers. That's a good one.
What would Kit Kat Chunky be?
Our neighbours.
Just the middle two fingers left.
Had two boys and a girl. We used to call them Big Dick, Little Dick and Dickless.
Oh, dear. I've got one here. We worked with a lad and we called him G-Spot. Because it's impossible to find him.
I think we should take some of these and start naming people we know.
I like how I read something, like I've got some sort of comedy timing going on where I'm like... Someone called G-Spot. Because they go fine. Like, what's with long pause?
Do you think he was a bear?
Yeah.
Yogi bear? Well, you're not. What's a bear?
Yeah, big pause.
One here called deck chair. Always falls under pressure. a lot of people that.
We could, yeah. There's a few here, isn't there?
Yeah,
that we could. Is it workplace bullying?
Yep.
If you start just calling somebody that. But what would be clever would to not tell people the reason why.
Yeah.
You know, if you just knew somebody at work and just went, "Now in deck chair, how are we doing?"
Yeah. I think that.
What would be interesting in that scenario is if people started then presuming why you call them deck chair. Oh, they call me deck chair because I'm striping. Wooden.
And that's why they call it deck chair.
Dick chair.
It's a bit over. So if you call someone deck chair, they'd be like, what? I think that's to be called somebody about somebody. I don't think you can say that to someone's face, call them deck chair.
Why?
Bad self.
You're so sensitive.
Deck chair over there.
You could just say to somebody, God, you like a deck chair, you. And they'd be like, what do you mean, wooden? Striking.
Cheap and all.
You just said the same joke again. What do you mean, striking, wooden? it's like we can't help but say the same busy things. And what was this, like a year ago we recorded
this? I think this was about a year ago. This was, we recorded this. This was one of the very last audio-only ones we recorded.
Wow.
So bear in mind, we're on episode season 3 when we started the video ones. Episode 44. We don't know when this is going to go out, so we don't know what this one is. But yeah, about 40-odd weeks ago.
No.
Yeah.
Saying the same things over and over again.
Keep it open. I'm going to do it.
So you're going to do it? Have you done it?
Yeah.
Have you started calling anyone by a nickname?
Yeah, you.
And you once called me a nickname.
It's on later.
You haven't referred to me once yet, have you? Because I can't remember what it is. You can't have been using
it. I haven't said it yet. I'm leaving everything.
That is. A bit more choking than I started. Jeez, you dirty animal. I'm sat next to you as well now.
A guy we went camping with was having a poo and something spooked him, so he ran off. We called him Forrest Dump.
You found that way too funny.
I did like that one. Forrest Dump.
Once worked with an apprentice, we called him Bungalow because he had nothing upstairs.
Nice.
That long pause again.
Right, see? And do you?
I thought he was going to say we called him Bungalow because we put a roof on his head.
Well, house.
Explain to him. Say, hey, up Bungalow. Yeah.
Is this where I'm going to say the exact same thing? If I say we'll just put a roof on his head, I'm off.
Right,
and then does it become like Bungie?
Right, Bungalow. Thing is, I'd be like, all right, Bungalow. Oh, no, all right, Bungalow. All right, Bungalow. Yeah. I'm going to have Bungalow around me. You're all bloody Bungalow.
Yeah, you're all deck chairs. You're all Bungalows. A guy.
Golden.
A guy called Umi. Because whenever we asked him to do something, he replied with, who, me?
How have we never won an award?
We were with a guy we used to call MasterCard.
Oh, God. Focus in masturbating.
Because he always takes the credit for others' work.
Oh, big time.
Oh, I hate MasterCards. Have you got any MasterCards?
Sort of.
We have.
Yeah.
Not in my facility per se, but within our authority.
Oof. I definitely know people that have been MasterCards.
Man, yeah. One of them. Well, to be fair, you do all this podcast stuff and I had to take credit for it.
No.
So
thanks. I'll take a lot of credit.
I'm just sat there going, I can't believe this goes out of me. I don't know what happens.
You just tell everybody got no to do with it. Just, I just head up here and I just talk. All the other shit he's in.
Yeah. Bad edit, lost half of an episode. That's his fault, not mine.
It's true.
Oh, the hijack. No.
Was that the wrong pause?
Nugget, punchline. Story about all that people punchline. The terrorist. Because he hijacked everyone's conversation. Oh.
Yeah, a bit.
I don't mind that, mate.
Yeah, but you said, oh, here comes a terrorist. Like, what are you doing, mate?
Yeah, it's a bit extreme, isn't it? For somebody just going, oh, what are you talking about? Oh, yeah, I went shopping yesterday as well.
Oh, here comes the terrorist. Interrupting our conversation.
With his rucksack.
Yeah.
Although, I bet I could be called terrorist because I constantly hijack conversations. I'll walk in the middle of some conversation and I'll just contribute. And I've got that about me. I might, do you know, like someone's talking.
I've got that about me. Like he's a trait. Hey, I've got a really good feature of my personality. I just interrupt people's conversations.
Look what I've got on my CV.
I'm a great interrupter.
On the bus, I don't think twice about joining. If I, do you know if I've got something to come into that conversation that we're having?
Would you?
Like, yeah,
talking
to people on a bus. I probably would. Like you're sort of talking behind me. I think, nah, you're wrong. Or I've got something to contribute. I'd lean back and go, actually,
you're wrong.
It's this.
For an example, like we're talking about football, something like awesome, and I'm like, nah. My opinion, whatever. I'll have to join in. Don't know if I'm Adam, and I'll give it a go. Would you ever do that?
Yeah,
so I've got friends in you, aren't
I? Think certain situations, yeah, because you go in somewhere and you don't want to be, black ice you go into a room, yeah. You're going to be in there a while, you don't want to be like, oh, I'll just go sit on that table over there.
I don't know, if you was in like a waiting room or something, people talking, they looked up at you as if they were going to contribute. But I wouldn't, certainly, I'm not on a bus. I won't go, out, Barbara, you're wrong. Carrots are more expensive than peas.
You should only shout down the bus, but if it was next to me.
From upstairs down.
Ah, you're wrong. Yeah, speaking of upstairs down, can you remember on a double-decker bus when the driver could look up through that chute and then see the mirror and then see the back of the bus?
Yeah.
Did you ever look down at him? What was the driver? I used to all time. He's always looking down the hall, like looking at the driver. He'd be like, get your head out of here! I can't see!
That was the time when you fell asleep on bus, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a nightmare, that. I used to have to thorn every Tuesday and Friday night on bus.
And you stayed on and went to Don instead?
I fell asleep, yeah, one night. I was absolutely shattered, Paul.
They've had a lot of
bus. We may tell that story.
Like Doris and Floris talking about the gout and stuff like that.
Is it gash then? Doris and Florrie talking about the gas.
I've just been to a doctor.
He said, put some cream on, it'll clear up in a month.
It's good.
Thought of the day. This woman's asleep on a train, and she's got a book in her hand, and he says, how to sleep better. And she's fast asleep with a book in her hand.
Yeah, I think I've seen that. That's class.
Made me
I posted on social media, didn't I? That book, that picture, didn't I?
It'd be interesting. I bet you put that on when this went out. I bet it was a while ago.
Was it?
I reckon so, yeah.
What else you got?
Maybe a
I've got boner.
God,
you got a boner. Excited?
Ooh. Yeah, I don't know if I know any of them.
So far, which is the worst? Which one would you rather not be called?
Terrorist.
Yeah, definitely, and that's the one that closely suits you.
Hi, terrorist.
I won't want to be called boner.
You won't be called boner.
I don't want to be called Boner, no.
I mean, school lad's surname was... Oh, no, Boner. It could have been Boner. I can't remember what.
Belly Boner still lives with his mum and attached by the umbilical cord.
Nice.
Glove box. Because it's full of shit and you can't shoot him.
What?
Glove box.
Oh, glove box, yeah.
Because it's full of shit and you can't shoot
him. I know, because of these. Olympic torch never goes out.
Yeah.
Any staff doing, they're not there. No, a couple of them.
That's probably me.
You are now.
Mm. Possibly. Wicketkeeper puts on the gloves and stands back. Limo carries eight people.
Out limo.
Yeah,
that... What a load of shit out limo. What a load of crap.
That's, is that you?
Carrying everybody.
Giving everybody a do.
No one would ever give me credit for that.
What a year's change. Different year mix. A year ago, I was carrying everyone with these brick broad back down. I'm like, fuck off a lot of you.
That was wheelbarrow.
Thousands. As many stories to tell. Although, I love people who can, you know, tell a really good, you know, cat like, and everyone's on the end of the tongue listening to what they're saying.
Yeah, I don't say it. I like people that can do this as well. And I'm not even bothered if the story's true. I just like somebody that's got a life.
Yeah, you could, yeah.
If I half believe it's true, I'm all right with it.
Yeah, I'm saying, I'm not sure if it's true or not, but I do like calling someone out on a story and go, that can't be true. I'm not having that.
I'd call it out in my head, but I won't necessarily go, bullshit.
Yeah, I call people out. I've got one for you. But not for the radio.
I'd love to
hear
that.
Yeah, I do. I like people that can just, if you talk about something, they've got a story to tell you.
Yeah.
Told you.
Or... Can recite a really good joke, like just naturally. off the go.
Don't know.
Yeah. We used to have a guy, didn't we? Mike Conley.
Yeah.
He was so good for telling a good story. He was so good for a joke and stuff like that. He always had something to say. He was one of the people that was infectious in the fact that people would just...
infectious. Full of STIs. Really infectious.
I don't think he'd like to be described as
infectious.
That's what he has to say. I mean, could be utter trash, but you're like, yeah. Yeah, and it was quite motivating and stuff, do you know what I mean, when he did things?
Just used to, yeah, just sit there with gob up and listening.
Yeah, I used to love it. To the point where, like, because when he first came, I was a relief to you, and I'm like...
When he first came, ball over the floor.
I'll do that shift. I'll do that shift. No problem. Get in the office.
See?
This is libelous.
I know if you were there.
What was that? Seaweed because the green and the stink?
Stinks metaphorically, obviously, not physically.
Worked with a guy, and we used to call him Remix, because he had a stutter.
Remix?
I worked with a kid when I was at, they called him... Johnny Two Time.
I was just about to say, I knew someone called Johnny Two Time. I had to wait to see if they were going to come up.
Because he had a stutter. He's saying things like repeating himself.
If you're listening, Johnny.
It's maybe just like affirming his decisions.
Yeah.
So was he actually called Johnny or have you changed the name Johnny?
No, it was called Johnny Two Times. Because like, it's saying like...
I know if I've worked at many places.
I realised I said that. So we were like, I'm off around poolside.
Like an echo.
Yeah. They called him...
Johnny Two Times.
Yeah.
JTT.
No, ironically, we've been beating this twice.
Some of these are like long names, aren't they?
Yeah. But he, at one point, he'd be like, Two Times, can you go do that?
I remember calling somebody I know Ginge. And I said it a few times, and she just said, "Look, I wish you didn't call me that. It's quite fun."
So I had a friend that was called Ginger, and he was Ginger.
Yeah, we called him Ginger,
and he was happy as a term of affection. I don't know why, but he wasn't bothered by it. So, but she took offence to being called Ginge.
Yeah, big time.
Oh, I was stuck up to that person then. Embrace it.
They may listen.
Isn't it funny how people have different perceptions, you know, to like a nickname? Like, as long as it was, I don't know, is the first one gin abusive?
I think all these ones, what we've gone through so far, are affectionate ones. They're just amusing, aren't they?
What, hijacker?
I still think that's amusing. The terminology of how that one's called, I'm sure there's a better way of rounding that name off, but it's an affectionate term.
Hmm.
Right. Okay. Ginger. I stopped at that point.
I did stop.
Did you ever start anyone's nickname at school? Because like, so let's away from the funny nicknames. I used to be like, they were like Smithy, Smudge, the bit.
I've got a story here. We may discuss this story. It wasn't at school. If we don't, remind me.
That's because your name was Smith.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm saying is like, did you ever start anyone's nickname for him?
Sort of. When I first started work, I used to do like kids' sports camps and stuff. I remember calling a kid Felix.
I'm not proud of this.
I don't know why. Then all other kids in the group started calling him Felix. And then when he went to school, they started calling him Felix. Then his mum complained because he was getting called Felix and I wanted his name.
True story.
And now you're asking about school kids.
Not at all.
Oh, so you called to a kid. I thought it meant someone who worked here. So you called a school kid Felix. His friend started calling him Felix. Felix stuck. His man won't happen that he's been called Felix. Why did you call him Felix?
It was something to do with a knock-knock joke. And the joke went, knock-knock, who's there? Felix. Felix, my ice cream, I'll lick his.
What? Felix who is?
Felix who? That was the joke, and it was.
That's not a knock knock joke. That's like a half a knock knock. So knock knock.
Who's there?
Felix.
Felix who?
Okay, you didn't say that first time. Never mind. You missed out the Felix who bit, and you was like, No, look, who's there? Felix. Is Felix my ice guy? I was like, what?
Oh, okay, I see. Yeah, I think I probably did. But yeah, that, so that's where it stemmed from. And I started calling him Felix. All the other kids in the group started calling him Felix. He went to school. They all started calling him Felix.
He started crying. His mum was coming to sort you
His
out.
Mum wasn't happy. I got called into office. I was like,
called to office as yeah, well?
You cannot start renaming the children.
Wow.
Yeah, that was the thing.
That's it, yeah.
Again, not
planned. It was all to do with a knock-knock. So,
we really need to, like, win something. God, that's my ice cream. You did it again!
So it all stemmed from that joke. And I think when I was telling jokes on one day, and I was like, oh,
we'll Felix. Just talk over this because they don't need to be here again.
It was a bit of a rum lad, a bit annoying.
Oh, so I think
to his annoyance was just call him a different name. And then all other kids were like, I'm going to call him Felix as well. And then
obviously... Wasn't he stuck off Felix now?
I hope not.
Before I know he come in,
why?
His mum complained.
I don't know.
Do you know who the kid is?
Felix.
Ron Bullying. Before I sat as Ron Bullying, we called the kid at school Hot Dog because his torso was really massive. We had like really thin arms for some reason. So we called him Hot Dog. I don't know where the thin bit of arms justified back to Hot Dog, but we just called him Hot Dog.
There was a kid at school we used to call Porridge.
Because
he had like really bad eczema, so when he went in bath, it was like porridge.
Oh, God. You what, mean get? Were you in bath with him?
I don't know.
Did you say you went in bath with him? No, I went in bath and I was like, I'm disgusted, man. I was porridge in bath. Oh, God, disgusting.
I suppose it's just imagined.
Not my proudest moment.
Which is
oh, you fun. Started it, not.
No, I don't think I started it, but I certainly didn't.
Got a game for you. So these are names of people, and I want you to say if they are true or false. So basically, we're going to play real or no real.
Okay.
So I want to know if these names are real or no real. Cash register.
Real.
You're going to say your answer.
What source called cash register? Yeah.
No, just like a proper name.
Oh.
Yeah.
So like, I'm called Leon.
Yeah.
You're called Andrew.
Yeah.
Well done.
He's called Cash. Cash first name, surname register.
I get you now.
Yeah.
God, that was hard work.
Again, second time was hard work. True.
Not real.
It's real.
Yeah.
Cash
you said not real.
Cash
real.
No, but this time I said real.
Okay.
So 1 year on, and not remembering what the game was. I got it right this time. Okay. Got it wrong that time.
Well done.
Right, as a parent as well.
Right,
as a parent as well, what you've got to think is, why would you? If your surname's register,
yeah,
you won't call your first name
paedophile.
You know, sex.
Sex register. To the point where I'd say that out loud as well. You said it, and I was like, what? Sex register. Paedophile. What did you say? Paedophile, didn't you?
Yeah, I can't remember generally what I did this morning. Yet for some reason,
you know the joke.
I feel
yeah.
like I remember this. Oh,
I might say this as well, but my daughter's initial spell ass, and that was all thought out. I wrote it to laughter. So I wrote it down somewhere, and someone, ass. I was like, oh, fuck, I didn't realise that.
A-I-S, and wrote it to laughter.
Oh, that just happened. Did I just say the exact words?
There's an echo on here, wasn't it?
That's his ass. I was like, oh, you've bloody ruined it.
Change your name.
Exact same words.
Christopher Paul Bacon. So his name is Chris P. Bacon.
True.
Real? Bacon. Oh, no, real. Oh,
imagine that's if he's a butcher.
It is real.
Yeah, because that's not even a
million. Why a butcher?
Bacon.
You what? You don't crispy bacon with butcher, do you? You cook it and make it crispy.
Does it
matter? That's like saying streaky bacon and being a butcher. More like to be an abattoir, cutting bacon up.
Well, it's not crispy in an abattoir, is it?
Well, no, I'm just saying. Streaky bit, I was thinking.
Richard Lover.
What?
Dick Lover.
Richard Lover.
Real. No real.
Oh, come on. Someone out there is going to be Richard Lover.
He's definitely some movie star.
Yeah.
Dick
Sam
Lover.
Sung.
Are you?
True.
It's real. It is real.
Sam Dixon.
Crystal flaps.
Crystal flaps.
Real or no real?
Crystal flaps.
Crystal flaps.
Yeah, but what's the joke there? Piss flaps. Crystal flaps. Well, I don't get it.
I don't think it's like a pun or a play on it.
Oh, right,
it's just if you was called Crystal Flaps. If you were called Crystal Flaps, you don't work in the adult film industry. You've missed your calling.
No real.
It is no real.
Yes.
I made that one up.
You made it up.
You little joker, you making Crystal Flaps up.
Must have been from a film. Yeah, I'm
going to say it.
Need to cross these off.
I thought you said that.
Dr. Shit Fun Chew.
Dr. Shit Fun Chew.
What's a doctor part needed for? Have you just added a PhD to the guy?
If you're going to chew fun chew.
It's real.
It's real. If you're listening, Dr. Fun
Chew. Chew cock long.
Chew cock long.
Real or no real?
Chew
cock long.
Chew cock long. Real.
It is real.
Chew cock long.
Willy Stroker.
Not
it. It's real.
Gone away.
This is William Stroker.
It was just the picture I saw. It just said
it was a big dick. Someone stroking it.
Wild Billy Stroker.
I think it was some sort of horse trainer.
Oh, no.
It may have been
Stroker Willy's.
Ash Brown.
That's got to be real, hasn't it?
I could say Ashley Brown, surely. Ash Brown. Am I missing something with Ash Brown?
Ash Brown.
As in hash brown, as in the potato.
It's just a friendly one. They all don't have to stroke Willy's.
What would you have on your McDonald's breakfast?
Oh, hash brown.
So I didn't get it first time, and I didn't get it quick enough second time either. I had to explain it.
Explain it to yourself.
I think ash brown. What's ash brown?
We just revisit this a second.
Ash brown.
True.
No real.
No, he's sure. Well, there is definitely an ash brown out there. I am not having that, but it's definitely an ash brown out there.
Jack Goff.
Jack off.
Is that like Jack off?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
So childish.
You Jack off. Jack Goff. Jack off. Is that what he's saying? Jack off is in like thingy goff. Goff or voff or what he's saying. Jack off.
I can just imagine you're confused at this point.
Do I like? We didn't air this episode. I'm not airing this episode. So we're gonna, and then next it'll be like a three-dimensional thing. Yeah. I'll be reviewing this. Let me speak then. Bloody hell.
Be like goggle box watching us. Watching ourselves.
Goggle box. Yeah.
Goff. Jack Goff. Real.
It is real. Dick sweat.
Dick sweat. Dick sweat.
Do you scope him like dick sweat?
Probably.
On dick splat.
Dick bag.
You fucking dick bag. Mm. Yeah. I use that one. Anyway.
Richard sweat. Ricky sweat.
Ricky sweat.
True.
It is real. Harry Butt.
Harry Butt.
As in hairy butt.
That doesn't sound like it's wrong.
Like hairy butt.
Sam Johnson, Harry Butt.
I had to explain it to you then. I had to explain it to you.
Rubbish.
What have we got left? BJ Biscuits.
It's got to be.
BJ Biscuits.
Real. No real.
BJ Biscuits. There's got to be a brand out
Yoshi, take a shitty.
Yoshi, take a shitty.
Yoshi, take a shitty.
Yoshi, take a shitty.
I like how you're pissing your pants there and pissing your pants here. And the same thing as I'm just going, Yoshi, take a shitty. And you're doing it vice versa, I'm more confused.
Shitty, Yoshi. Yoshi, you
should
take a
shit.
That was Japanese.
It's real.
I like it. I'm like trying to get some sort of logic by saying like four or five times, Yoshi take a shitty, Yoshi take. Yeah, sounds real.
It's a real name. And the final one I've got.
Thank God for that.
Mike Litteris.
Mike Litteris. My Glitteress.
I'm going to say, where do you find him?
Let's see if he's like Dr. Sergey. My Glitteress, can you come through, please? True.
It is true.
Mike Glitteress.
Mike Glitteress.
Did nobody say that out loud as a child? Like, you know, because I'd be funny, but when I named my kids, we said them out loud. We did the full name and everything. Not to please out there, but does that work as a name? Is that the floor?
Exactly. And this is what I don't get. There's a few of them.
The foreign names, you can't do it all about, like that Yoshi Shitty, whatever it was. Dr.
Shu Fong Chu.
Yeah, you can't do it about that one.
Chu Kok Long.
Because that's what it's a translation error, isn't it?
Yeah, possibly.
Translation error. I love how you're trying to just diet.
Yeah, what is wrong with someone?
That's what I mean.
What was the other one? There was another Mike one Hunt. I thought was a bit like, I don't know,
we never went through Mike Hunt, did we?
No.
Angus McCourtop. They're all.
Trees are green.
Trees are
green. Do you remember that as a kid? You said that all the time.
Richard Lover. Oh, Richard Lover was a fake one, but there's got to be. I think there will be.
A Dick Lover, yeah. You're a Dick Lover.
Dick Sweat. Willie Stroker.
Yeah, but I'd have a William Stroker, wouldn't I?
Oh, Billy Stroker.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, I don't know. I think there's some.
If your surname was Head, now I may alienate one of our listeners here. If your surname's Head, why has your parents called you Richard?
Do you know Richard Head?
No.
All right.
But this
there might be Richard Head. I'm sorry.
Is on a reach.
Yeah, because Head's a common name.
Yeah.
I know some Heads. So I wonder if they've got a Richard.
You've certainly got to consider what
Dick Sweat, Richard Sweat.
If your first name's Richard,
which you know it's going to be Dick.
Yeah, there's always going to be that in there.
Yeah, because that's not like a new thing, is it? That's talking.
I so thought I was going to say.
If your surname's something like Lover, anything that goes before that. So if you're going to be, I don't know, Brandon James Lover, you're always going to get that. BJ Lover.
Well done.
True dad. And like I say, if your first name's Richard, got to be wary of what your second name is. Even.
Head.
If it's something like Biscuits. No. You don't want to be Dick Biscuits. What a name.
I wonder if there's many.
Yeah, Jack Goff. Yeah,
Jack. Like Gary, what? A lost name to the.
Ian.
No, not an Ian, do I?
Not a baby Ian.
Are you Ian? You play football.
Oh, no, Ian. Yeah. He was on about it on a podcast the other day. But like, there's no more Ians.
There is.
There's an Ian out there.
No, there is a young Ian.
You say? Baby Ian. Yeah, I do remember it. Because it's just funny to hear.
Like, Andrew. You don't have an Andrew anymore. Like a young Andrew.
Yeah. There's a lot of names, aren't there, that are gonna. Maybe come back round again. You know all your Henrys and all that.
I know young Henry. I know some Henrys that's still kicking about. This could be a good little thing of like lost names.
Lost names episode.
We've just done.
It's got to be better than this shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna say.
You got to talk your way through it, haven't you? You got to make sure that whatever possible connotations. Is that the right word?
Yeah. No. Sam Young.
Oh,
Samsung,
isn't it?
Samsung. Once again, Gary doesn't much about that, but surely Mr. Sung was thinking. You must have heard of Samsung before.
Yeah. But, like, what about if your parents are called something and you take after it? So, like, Neville. Mm. Why would you call somebody the first name the same as the second name?
How did that even come about? Do you know the story behind?
No. It was a bizarre one.
I was listening to a podcast, different show. Riz Ruddock's daughter, they all thought it was like a nickname. And it actually turns out it's a real name. He just had that to tell his missus. He was drunk and went to register.
How did that come about? There must be a story of why. I
don't know.
If I did Riz Ruddy.
He's struggling in the.
To be fair, if I did Riz Ruddy, I'd be like, what? Because I heard it like this week.
Parallel world.
Sweet. It's been a while since I've birthed sweet. Is that what they call it?
Yeah. Ooh.
That you go, oh, we need a name. Oh, let's just call him. The same surname, like if you were called Frank,
it's like you
Franklin.
Filled the form out wrong, isn't it? If you put
it's a bit weird, isn't it?
Or Frank Franklin,
yeah. Yeah. I know what you mean. I would score with a lad and his cousin.
Charlesworth.
So there's his dad and his brother have the same surname.
Oh, yeah.
But when he came to him, his surname was slightly different because his dad got drunk when he went to register the birth certificate.
Yes!
And spelled his surname wrong.
Oh, spelled his surname wrong.
Yeah, so it got his first name right, but they spelled his surname right. So these two were cousins, and they've got like slightly different surnames. I'll tell you after the air, because it's not very fair. But they've got the same name. To pronounce it, it's not far off from each other, but they're spelled really differently. And it's on his birth certificate, because he's had to keep that as the way he spelled his name.
Wow.
And his surname's like technically wrong. But I don't know whether that stands like.
You're just going to change by default.
He's been registered with that name, even though his surname's wrong.
Ah,
does that mean I could change my son's name if I just register with a different name?
What did I just ask?
I don't know. I thought there was like rules about being able to do it by yourself and stuff. I thought you had to have both parents there.
Oh, that's maybe sensitive.
And I would have questioned somebody being slightly intoxicated and going, that's a spell.
That's the story that goes with it, that they've both got cousins and the dads are brothers.
Inbred.
And they spell the surname differently. Now, one of them would have some nutbar thinking about it now and just spells it wrong.
Yeah, possibly. Or, yeah, might just not be able to spell. Can you imagine not being able to spell your own name? That'd be a bit weird, wouldn't it?
I was
sure there's people out there. So, are you ready? Do you want my nickname for you?
Oh, there is.
My nickname.
Did I was saying an exam for like a proper like GC exam or something like that? I spelled my name wrong.
Oh God!
I put Leon Sheon.
Was it poetry?
Missed some letters out of my fucking name.
Look at me, I can rhyme. Leon Sheon Neon.
I got marked down. Already even started. You got 2 points for your name, right? I only got one. My first name, right?
No, we say that. You get at least get a point for putting your name on it. You don't even
understand,
do you?
Imagine picking up and going, right, we've got Leon Sheldon's paper here. Leon Sheldon. Oh, this is going to be amazing, isn't it? Can't get his name right. I was going to come out rest at paper.
Under pressure.
For you, it is.
You never cry.
No, I don't. I hope not. Wendy.
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 Wendy. Wendy. Oh, Wendy, I know it too.
Is this the only name for me, Wendy?
Yeah, I don't remember this. I mean, that's obviously me.
Fast food.
What's the worst type of house you could have?
A Wendy house.
A Wendy house. And because you're a shit house, it's a Wendy house. There we go.
I didn't get it then, I don't get it now. I think it's shitty, I don't get it.
Took me some thinking about that, you know.
Yeah. I hate you.
If you've got any
I
names.
I don't think you do get it. Yeah, no, I think you've got to go along with it.
Because everyone wants to avoid you.
I don't think you're that wrong.
Yeah. How apt.
Yeah, if you've got any names that you want to send in, of real people's names or nicknames that you've heard, just send them in. We'll do another one of these.
Yeah.
We'll gather some more.
I bet we don't.
Another one, special episode.
We'll do a special episode.
I've giggled a little bit. My tummy hurts now.
Your tummy hurts?
My tummy hurts, yeah. And it's a big tummy, so there's a lot of pain. I'm going to see you next Thursday.
No, I'll stop it there.
We might as well finish ours there then.
Okay, so that episode's never going to see the light of day. This episode's never going to see the light of day.
So you know, if you're listening to this and this episode's gone out, something's gone drastically wrong 1 week.
That we've had to put this out. And yeah, because we've got episodes in bank, so something major's gone wrong. I probably like lost a kidney or something.
I'll
send you love. Listen to this. Send you love and make sure I'm all right.
This will be one of them that when something happens, we'll go, right, this is just, we'll put the house as a memoriam. All right. I'll see you next Thursday.
Keep
smiling.
Stay safe.
Thank you for listening right to the end of this week's podcast. We hope that you've enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at dad_tales_, or get involved by emailing us at dadtales@outlook.com. You can also now join our Facebook page by searching Dad Tales.
Keep the feedback coming. We are genuinely humbled by all the input and the comments you are providing us. Stay safe, celebrate small victories, and keep smiling.